This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alfredo Sanchez. Date of birth, May the 19th, 1965. Case ID number is 423-7638. Date of exam, January the 3rd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 8/29/22. Identifying information. This is a 57-year-old common law married male with three stepchildren who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, high blood pressure, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently employed as a construction worker where he used to paint cars, did welding, scaffolding, fishing, and worked at installation for approximately 3 years. He states that he did the welding for approximately 7 to 8 years. At the present time, he's a housekeeper, which he's been doing for approximately the last 3 months. The claimant lives in a house with his wife, and he is presently not receiving disability benefits. At the present time, he does work 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. The claimant denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet. He states that he checks his blood glucose once per day and that it usually comes out between 115 to 200 mg/dL. His usual reading is 160 mg/dL. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.1. The claimant is presently on Jardiance 25 mg QD and Levemir 35 units QD. He was diagnosed as an insulin-dependent diabetic mellitus patient. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having frontal headaches and some blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, as well as no nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 130 over 81 mmHg, which is normal. He is presently on lisinopril 20 milligrams / 2.5 milligrams of hydrochlorothiazide QD, which appears to be controlling his condition. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2018, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He states he has not had an in-organ damage such as cerebral vascular accident or myocardial infarction. He is presently on atorvastatin 40 milligrams POQD. He does not recall what his last level was, but he states that with the medication, he feels much better since he started taking atorvastatin. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Other allegations, the claimant states that he does have bilateral knee pain secondary to bilateral meniscal tears, which started in 2018. He also had a MRI performed, which confirmed a ACL tear of his right knee. No surgeries have been performed. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 40 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, put his clothes on, and lift approximately 50 pounds above his head. The claimant did present with an assisted device, which was a left knee support, which was given to him by Dr. Arellano. He is presently on no medications for pain, and he states the only other physical activity is being the housekeeper for a client at this time. Family history: his father is alive. He is 80 years of age and in good health. His mother is 79 and also in good health. Medications: Tamsulosin hydrochloride, 0.4 milligrams QD, Jardiance, 25 milligrams QD, Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, Lisinopril, 20 milligrams / 2.5 milligrams of hydrochlorothiazide QD, Levemir, 35 units sub-Q QD. Medical problems: benign prostatic hypertrophy, hypertension, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, history of right torn meniscus with a torn ACL, hyperlipidemia / hypercholesterolemia, major surgeries, none. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any smoking. Alcohol: the claimant has a history of drinking 6 beers every weekend for 15 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but did have a seizure disorder until 1980. Substance abuse: the claimant states he uses marijuana, but has never used cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he did use marijuana was in 1980. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 96.8 Fahrenheit, weight 300 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and a half inches, BP 130 over 81 mmHg, heart rate 89 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 46. General, this is a 57-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to after the third sentence? The claimant did have some missing front teeth, secondary to poor dentition. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudae, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Can you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese, and physical examination was somewhat difficult. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the left knee. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremity, except for decreased range of motion of the left knee. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was 90 degrees in the sitting position bilaterally and was 90 degrees on the right side in the supine position and 40 degrees on the left side in the supine position. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, except the claimant does have tenderness of the left knee and possible meniscal tear, where he does have meniscal tenderness in the medial and lateral areas of his knee. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, opposed fingers, pinch, and make a good grip. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the left lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the bilateral upper extremities. However, the claimant had plus 4 over 5 muscle strength for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right and left knee, no evidence of acute pathology. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for possible mild instability of the left knee with possible meniscal tear. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or minor limitations in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses: insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus being treated at this time. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.1, which is fairly well controlled. Number 2, hypertension being treated at this time. The claimant's blood pressure was 130 over 81, which is normal. Number 3, hypercholesterolemia being treated at this time. The claimant states that he has been told that his levels are fairly normal at this time and they have not gone up on his medication dose. And number 4, bilateral knee pain, especially on the left side. Um, has not been treated at this time. He does appear to have possibly a bilateral medial and lateral meniscal tear, which appears to be small. A physical examination was grossly intact. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alfredo Sanchez.